Do you ever feel like you are fighting for financial knowledge? Well, now you can get it at no cost or obligation. You can get a copy of our hot off the press 401k survival guide or take advantage of a complimentary consultation valued at over $999. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
This episode of Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Tax day is behind us for another year, but it's never too early to start planning for next year. On today's show, we'll take a look at some ways you might get taxed in retirement, and we'll tell you how you might minimize the impact.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
And we've got a great show lined up for you today. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. I'm hanging out with John Kelly, independent advisor representative, and also president of Kelly Financial Services. John, welcome in. Good to see you.
How are you doing, Steve?
You know, good, good. Breathing a sigh of relief that tax day's gone for another year, right? And, you know, the thing is a lot of folks assume that just because they retire that their tax burden will diminish. And that might happen, but then again, it might not. So we put together a list of five different things that could get taxed in retirement. So let's just start with the most obvious, the traditional IRA or 401k withdrawals.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of people, we do a lot of tax planning when it comes to that. And we try to minimize that scenario for our clients. And there's many different ways you can do that. Obviously, a lot of people do Roth conversions, things like that. But the problem with 401ks and IRAs is all they are is an IOU to the government.
Right.
Somebody's going to pay taxes on it, you know, whether it's them, their spouse, or their kids in the future. You know, and where do you think taxes are going to be 10, 15 years from now? Higher or lower?
Yeah, they're going to be higher, John. I'm pretty sure.
With $20 trillion in debt here in this country.
Exactly.
I'm thinking so. So the nice thing about, having 401ks and IRAs is, hey, listen, we do have money to take from in retirement, but unfortunately, our favorite uncle forces us to pull it whether we need it or not. And unfortunately, we work with a lot of clients who really don't need, they're in a lucky situation where they do not need to take money from 401ks.
Sure.
You know, because they might have good pensions, they have substantial Social Security amounts, other savings, what have you. And again, unfortunately, at 70 and a half, Uncle Sam forces you to pull this money out.
Right.
We like to sit down and we take advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code, you know, where we can move that money from a taxable account, an account that's forever taxed, and put it into an account that is never taxed for a lot of our clients if they qualify for it. So again, it's not for everybody, but again, it's who pays more in taxes, Steve, the informed or the uninformed?
Well, yeah, the uninformed, that's right. The thing of it is you want to be able to minimize taxes in retirement. And you know, you talk about this, the Roth conversion, that's another big thing that people are doing.
Oh, yeah. And again, we do quite a bit of that here for our clients, show them the different advantages. I mean, especially if they're not eligible for Section 7702. And we try to do it that way if we can, where we can get that tax money back for them over a period of time, if it's done correctly. Again, it's just sitting down, showing what their current situation is. Do they currently need the money right now? We're just actually working in a process right now with a gentleman. He's 53 years old. He's got a substantial 401k account, doesn't need the money. He just left his job. He's going to a different employer. So we're moving that money. We're taking advantage of Section 7702, and we're doing it as a 72T distribution where we're going to convert that money for him over the next 7 years. And now we're going to make that IRA, that 401k completely tax-free for him in retirement. And nobody's going to tell me he has to pull it out at 70 and a half.
That's fantastic. What a cool part of your job to be able to help people like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if something should happen in the next few years, his family's going to be set because they're going to receive a massive tax-free death benefit. And then when he turns 65 years old, we're going to use this money for tax-free income for him in retirement. So he'll never have to pay any taxes.
That's pretty good stuff, John. Another way that people can get taxed in retirement is Social Security. I mean, that's not necessarily tax tax-free, is it?
Absolutely, Steve. So for any single tax filers out there making more than $25,000 a year, 50% of their Social Security is going to be taxed. And if they're single making more than $34,000 a year, 85% of their Social Security will be taxed. You know, married couples making under $32,000, none of their Social Security will be taxed. But if they earn between $32,000 and $44,000 a year, 50% of their Social Security will be taxed. And if they make more than $44,000 a year, 85% of their Social Security will be taxed.
Wow.
And one of the biggest triggers for taxing Social Security is distributions from 401ks and IRAs at 70.5. And people don't realize that.
And again, but that's part of the plan. That's part of the process that you do with folks is to take that into account. You realize that and you plan for it accordingly. I mean, that doesn't happen by accident.
No, absolutely. Again, who pays more in taxes? We always talk about the informed and the uninformed.
Exactly.
You know, that's why we like to give away Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle. It talks about tax-free income in retirement. And then we always say the best way to leave money to your spouse or your children is to leave it tax-free to them. So again, there's so many different ways we can avoid taxes if people just take the time to research it and understanding how these programs work. And again, for a lot of our clients, we love taking advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code, where you can get rid of taxes completely for our clients in retirement. And when they pass on, it goes to their loved ones completely tax-free as well.
Sure. Well, let's talk about pensions for a second. They're not necessarily a tax-free vehicle either, are they?
Pensions are a little bit different. And depending on if you're, you know, they're government pensions or private pensions. You know, we have a lot of clients we deal with who work for the city. We have a lot of police FOP members that come in here. Mm-hmm. You know, their Social Security benefits get reduced because of their pension benefits. You know, any government employees, even teachers that fall under the TRS, they fall under what we call the windfall provision, Steve, where they get reductions in their Social Security benefits because of these pensions. You know, and it counts towards the taxes of their Social Security benefit as well, depending on how much earnings they're making. So, again, pensions are great for a lot of people. I mean, most companies are trying to do away with them now,
right?
Because they really can't afford them, so they're kind of becoming dinosaurs. But for those of people who are lucky enough to have a pension, it gives them a guaranteed income, but it doesn't avoid taxes. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And again, when you were talking about another way that you can get taxed in retirement is that when you're dealing with investment gains, and I guess we kind of know that, but I mean, it can be a little more detrimental than first thought.
Again, it also counts towards the 1099s we get from, it doesn't even have to be investments, like CDs and banks, savings accounts. You know, we get these interest income 1099s every single January. Whether you're using the money or not, you're going to pay taxes on it if it's not sitting in a qualified account. So again, easing the tax burden for a lot of our clients, you know, moving them assets to maybe tax-free investments or tax-deferred investments can reduce the taxes they're going to pay on their Social Security benefits. So again, just simple little maneuvering, you know, putting some money at safety. And again, if you're not using the money, I call it a lazy asset. Money is basically meant to do two things: earn interest, okay, or buy things.
Right.
And if you have money sitting in money markets, I mean, a lady came in here the other day, she had almost $190,000 sitting in a money market making 0.02%. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's what I call a lazy asset. You know, we can move it around, do something else with it. But again, she got a 1099 and she didn't even pull any money out of it in a couple of years.
Wow.
So again, understanding where these monies are sitting, again, could have a huge effect on the taxes that you're paying.
Well, we all want to pay as little tax as possible, but as I said before, it doesn't happen by accident. That's why working with someone like you, a fiduciary firm, you know, you can help people and really minimize the tax burden that they have going into and through retirement.
Well, like I said, I will say, so tell a client, I says, how can you guarantee somebody 25% on their money in retirement? Well, number one, don't pay taxes on it. You know, so if you're in the 25% tax bracket, and if we can eliminate taxation of these retirement assets, you know, you're keeping more money in your pocket rather than sending it off to Washington. And again, it's the informed versus the uninformed. I mean, these programs have been around for years, but a lot of advisors just don't take advantage of them.
Right. Well, and again, so if anybody's interested in taking advantage of the, you know, your vast knowledge and skill in terms of dealing with all of this, now would be a great time to call.
Absolutely. So for any of our listeners, Steve, we'll put together a complete income plan for them. And we'll also do a Social Security maximization report. We'll show them how to take the most out of Social Security based on different filing strategies that are available to our listeners. And then we also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And for any of our listeners who come on board with $250,000, Steve, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for both finance and for healthcare. And then for any of our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a living trust, so we help them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call.
Absolutely, John. Sounds like a great idea. Finally, somebody offering retirees and pre-retirees some, well, common sense and straight talk instead of all that financial double talk and then a retirement sales pitch. Really, you just need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly and the team can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. Now, here's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. And when you do, you're going to receive that comprehensive financial review that John just talked about. And it'll show you where you are right now, yes. But most importantly, you'll see that it's a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. Time for us to take a quick break, but the conversation with John Kelly continues in a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. Lots more Financial Safari right after this.